This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, here's a big surprise. There's a report now that the Biden campaign has staffers that donated to the Minneapolis group that pays the bail fees. Oh, is that right? I'm really, really, really surprised.
Pretty sure Klobuchar is not going to be the VP, though.
So hard to believe. Why do you think that, Todd?
Because she failed to prosecute.
Oh, right, yeah.
The cop went back in Hennepin County.
I keep hearing conflicting things about that, because when she's asked about it, she says something about how the timeline is off, that she was gone. So I don't know, but I agree with you. I think that
kind of hard to think she's going to fall on that sword in the first place, but... Could be wrong, I don't know, but I wasn't there. But if the reports are true, then it doesn't make her look all that good, does it?
What a week. Just in the last week, folks, a disgusting display. I know some of you are saying, hey, we need more of the story. I get that, but we see enough to know what this cop did to a black suspect in Minneapolis is not right. And a jury will soon decide whether or not it's murder. But you know what's happened as a result of that very bad incident? Where you have the mayor of Minneapolis, the governor of Minnesota, start this mantra, light this match with cops? Bad. Then the protests, then the riots, then the looting began. Protesters literally were encouraged and applauded by the mayor and the governor. Like, hey, you know, good for you. Then what happened? This is all in a span of a few days here. Grand Forks police officers respond to a call for help through Grand Forks County deputies. A Grand Forks police officer, Holte, is murdered by a black suspect. Were there riots for that?
No, there were not.
Were there protests for that?
No, there was barely any news of that.
I saw some solemn...
That doesn't fit the narrative.
Heart-wrenching remembrance
.
Of a fallen hero and gratitude for law enforcement for doing the things they do. What is going on? Why is that?
You know, back to your comment, Scotty, about the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. On Friday, they had a press conference. He was asked directly, what are you going to do in the next 24 to 48 hours? Specifically, what is your plan? The guy spoke for over 2 minutes and never once answered the question. I've never seen anybody circle talk like that guy.
The guy's
unreal.
All he has is a hairdo. It's unbelievable. It's just, and it doesn't look very good when he doesn't get much rest either. But, you know, seriously. The guy's an empty suit.
Nothing.
The nth degree.
I've never heard of Powell. I mean, I've seen some good circle talkers, but that was one of the best I've ever seen. Wow, man, you didn't answer a single question.
Minnesota is leaderless. Absolutely leaderless. Leaderless. It's crazy. So then as we go into the week, the protests, the riots expand from Minneapolis to Atlanta to other cities. California now on fire in some parts of the cities. It's just sad and ridiculous. Law enforcement from county, state, and federal agencies announced an effort to expedite the investigation into criminal and civil rights charges. So, again, this is now going back to the cop. They're saying, they charge this guy in record time. Okay? So he's charged and he's arrested. So nobody's waiting around saying, I don't know, on one hand, on the other hand, none of that. Then you got the Minnesota National Guard called out. I can't even believe this happened, and you may have the clip of this yet, Kevin, but the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, was kind enough to suggest that rioters treat National Guard different than police.
I can't find it anywhere now.
Since they didn't have a role in the death of the officer.
You know? Yeah, be good to be nice to those guys because they were just a few days ago, they were given COVID tests. And, this is our National Guard. Be nice to those guys.
And then Saturday morning, facts on the ground make it painfully obvious that this pathetic leadership has accelerated this whole senseless week of violence and destruction. So guess what? Let's shift the blame. We got to get it off me. We got to get it off of, the AG and the governor and the mayor of Minneapolis. These people, by the way, got elected carrying the cause of the victims. They never do anything once in office, but boy, victims, they hear you. They're going to take up your cause. They know that game pretty well. So what do? It's Donald Trump's fault. That's right. And then the White House protests began. There you go. And they love saying this. Well, white supremacist groups are coming in. Neo-Nazi groups are coming in. They're the outside agitators. Everybody else is wonderful. Oh, too bad that 85% were from Minnesota that were arrested. Where'd that narrative go? Right out the window.
And Antifa, by the way, lot of white people in Antifa as part of that. Not a white supremacist group. It's an anti-fascist group. Big difference.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you this. If you're looking for a culprit, and I'm more interested in a solution and enjoying your suggestions for solutions here on the program today, but if you're looking for a root cause, it's bad leadership. It's horrible leadership. That's the bottom line. Liberal leaders did this. It's a political shuffle that should disgust all of us. A couple of my thoughts on what's on your mind. I want yours, and I do sincerely want to direct as much of the frustration I feel, and I imagine you do as well, to saying, well, what would fix this? What would do it? I understand how some people can feel as though because of the color of their skin, they have a bigger challenge than others. I get all that. But I don't believe those people also believe rioting makes a difference. Even protesting makes a difference. Look, I'd like to have a protest every day for the amount of unborn children that are killed. And you know what? The percentage of black young children that are killed is higher than white. That's a life
taken needlessly.
Exactly right. That's a life. So why does that happen? That happens because somebody has a cold heart to that situation. They're more interested in being able to, engage in activity that leads to having a baby than worry about what happens once the baby comes and then, we'll just take care of that. That's a cold heart. We have thaw some hearts. How do we do that? Texture says, I'm part of the problem. You're part of the problem when you talk black-white. What I saw in Grand Forks was a criminal killed a police officer, and Minneapolis was a corrupt cop killed an American citizen.
There you go.
We need to stop the black versus white. A protest gone riot is what it is. I was only using that. I believe they're both wrong, obviously. I'm only using that to say, why does one cause a meltdown nationwide and riots?
Worldwide
and,
now.
And worldwide, and another, nothing of the sort. That's why I asked the question. Let's see here. Let's go to Glenn in Fargo. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring something up that I've, after watching the video, the phone videos, of course, but nobody's talking about the paramedics that came up to the situation where George Floyd was pinned. If you watch it, if I recall correctly, they came up, talked to the cop, went back, got the gurney, the stretcher, brought it over, put a surface or a thing down, platform down, rolled him over, lifted him up, put him on the gurney, wheeled him to the ambulance, and you saw him drive off. I never once saw them try to revive him, even though he was breathing 3 minutes prior. Why didn't they try to revive him right there on the spot?
I don't know. They should have.
Yeah, no question. Why do you think they didn't?
It's interesting.
I don't know. But the other part about it is, so why didn't the other cops jump in? And so people are saying they should be accomplices, and I agree. They should be accomplices to manslaughter. But so shouldn't the ambulance people who didn't try to revive him?
Well,
you try to revive a drowning victim who's been underwater for 15 minutes.
We weren't there. You don't know the patient's status. He may have been breathing and doing okay. They just put him on monitoring him at that point. I don't know.
Didn't one of the other cops go down and try and take a pulse? Didn't find one, and then like 2 minutes later, the knee came off the.
Yeah, I don't know.
The neck. I think there was quite a bit of time there. So I don't know if you know, like you say, if it. Medically at that point.
But to his question, if they're in distress, if he's not breathing, doesn't have a heartbeat, anything like that, yeah, you're immediately working on him.
So they're, you know,
yeah.
Good questions, certainly, to be answered. There's nothing wrong with that. Appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you.
Interesting.
More of your calls, questions, and comments. Joe Biden has emerged from the basement. He's in a church in Wellington, Delaware.
Oh, good.
And he's meeting with community leaders. So the photo op of the day is on for the Biden team. More after this.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're probably already thinking, what's for lunch today, Scott? Tell me more. PetroServe USA Studios, back with What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here, and Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson, our whole team, Daniel answering the calls, 800-228-0550. We've got to get to some of these texts because there's many of them that have come in. So look forward to the conversation as well. So lunch today, Monday, PetroServe USA. What are you going to do? How about beef and noodle? Beef and noodle sounds good. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. All lunch specials come with two sides of the bun. Cheesy enchiladas. Oh, the best. Fargo, 12th Avenue North location. Harwood, north on I-29. Tater tot hot dish. Sounds good. Valley City, beef tips and gravy or scallop potatoes and ham. PetroServe USA. And you know what? Four for four at all PetroServe USA locations means pizza, two cookies, and a drink. Four items, $4. Yours from PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Let's get back to the phones here. Mike in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was watching that truck driver on 35W. I don't even know why he even stopped. They have no right to be on the interstate. They shouldn't have stopped. He shouldn't have stopped at all. And, yeah, they did drag him out of that truck and beat him before he got arrested. He was beat up pretty good. And that takes me back to remember what they did to Reginald Penny in the L.A. riots, the truck driver. He took a couple bricks to the head. You know, I'm not going to stop my truck. If they're dumb enough to be on the highway, I'm not stopping, period. If you stop that truck, your life's in jeopardy. And even an animal is smart enough to move out of your way on the highway. How stupid are these people? You know, and how stupid are the mayors and governors when they take that office? They take an oath. None of these liberal mayors or governors are living up to the oath they took when they took that office. And they should be removed immediately. And another thing is the truck drivers in Minneapolis, all the fuel haulers should protest to just quit hauling fuel in that city, period. And see, they'll all be walking in 1 week. That'll put an end to people coming in and out on their cars protesting, just quit hauling the fuel.
The truck driver is under arrest.
Yep.
The truck driver is under arrest and beat up and, as you say, delivering the essential products to make this country go. It's mind-boggling to me.
Protest and quit hauling fuel in Minneapolis. Effective immediately, just shut it down and don't deliver. No more gasoline, no more diesel, none of that.
So who was it here that said that he was not blocked? He didn't, like, go around some blockades to get on the highway either. Did you tell me that, Kevin, or did Todd? Somebody told me there was some confusion about, you know,
oh, they had closed the freeway, and how did he get on the freeway? And he might have been on it before they closed it.
But MnDOT is already walking it all back, saying, well, we didn't really quite get it all done.
Yeah, so they hadn't blocked it off. So
why are you blocking off an interstate freeway in a major city so a bunch of people can whine and cry?
Well, when
I was a kid, you couldn't walk on an interstate. You got arrested if you walked on an interstate. There's signs right there that
it's ridiculous.
It's all about pedestrians
are not allowed.
Lawful protest, don't you know?
So that gets the supreme right over everybody else's right.
I guess
you're protesting your rights, Trump, pardon the pun, any other rights of anybody else.
You're doing it wrong!
Texter says, from the video I saw, I found it interesting that Vinyl Taco and JL Beers were vandalized and looted, but the baby killing clinic next door was left untouched.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they be vandalized and looted like that? Yeah, isn't it something? I don't think any damage was done to the clinic. Not that I'd advocate that for any business down there, but it is interesting to see which ones they
picked and choose.
Yeah. And St. Patrick's Cathedral is graffiti. The Lincoln Memorial, the World War II Memorial have been defamed. Texter says, you know who is behind these riots, Scott. So does the Department of Justice and FBI and State Police. Who is the one person who has the most to lose if Trump is reelected? Hint, his sidekick should be in prison for sending guns to Mexico. This is what they said they would do after Trump was elected to get black votes fired up and get out the vote. Law enforcement needs to pull out all of the liberal-run cities, pull out of them, and let them burn. All right. Let's see. Texter says, why doesn't the Air Force drop water tankers on fires and demonstrators? Then after that, drop tons of itch powder on the crowd. They would scatter like the rats they are.
And somebody called this morning and said stink bombs.
Stink bombs. Antifa has been designated a terrorist group. About time. Free speech, I don't think, was to include burning, destroying, etc. in the minds of our founding fathers. Why isn't there a more defined First Amendment? I guess in my mind, in any other sane mind, free speech is speech. Surround the city to choke it off. They do that in a war zone, for crying out loud.
A friend of mine dealt with the Antifa thugs in Spokane, Washington, about a year and a half ago, and she had to leave her car. They were rocking her car back and forth. She got out of her car and ran, and they didn't ruin her car, but they broke a couple windows and trashed completely. But
Texter says, is there a way to find out what the autopsy says George Floyd died of? My understanding is he died later from something other than suffocation.
Well, and the family's having their own done now, too, right?
Yeah, I think they hired one of the Fox News guys. Dr. Baden?
Okay. Yep, yeah.
Hey, is Joe Biden done already? That was kind of a quick little pep talk for the community organizers there.
That was it.
That was just a true photo op. By the way, I hope this goes viral. Joe Biden, on his little photo op of the day, pulled his mask down below his mouth. So it's it's attached to his ear still, but it's, you know, like, okay, you might as well just take it off at that point. What do you,
he's protecting his chin.
Oh, is his chin in need of protection? Okay.
What we found out from the
George Floyd Medical Examiner report was there were several things that they cited as potential cause of death. One was a heart condition. One was intoxicants. Is that what they said? I don't have it in front of me.
Yep.
And the other one was they didn't say. What was that? I should find it because it's carefully worded. But what I took from it is, you know, it could have been asphyxiation, but we're not going to say that. We're not going to say that's what it was. We don't know because there's all these other things and we just don't know. That's what I read in it.
Knowing what I know about, you know, a lot of fighting and martial arts and stuff is that he didn't, if you can say, I can't breathe, you're obviously breathing because you can talk. But he did have his knee on his side of his neck for the most part that I saw, which is a carotid. If you're going to put someone in a sleeper or put them out that way, that's what you would do. And I, you know, he's maintained consciousness, it seemed, through most of the whole thing till right towards the end. But that may be why he passed out or why.
Back to the calls. Chris, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm in Virginia here, and I'm in Richmond, and they burnt my city over the weekend. And I just want to shine a little spotlight on and give a horrible mayor award to the lovely LeVar Stoney in Richmond, Virginia. Terrible mayor. Also, we have a terrible governor, Ralph Northam, both Democrats. They've been ruining our state. And I tell you what, they've delivered to us the greatest anti-gun control argument that could have ever been dropped in our lap with this stuff. And so basically what I'm saying is I think the sentiment here in Virginia and probably elsewhere is we want our freedom back.
We want our freedom back. All right, Chris, I'll take that.
It's awesome.
Mike Lindell, when we come back, don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a week ago today that George Floyd died while in the custody of four Minneapolis police officers, with one of them kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd lay face down handcuffed, saying he couldn't breathe. And it's been 6 nights now of violent protests and riots as a result of it. Vandals spraying graffiti on some national monuments in Washington last night, including the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial. The only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Senator Tim Scott, says those who deny there is still systemic racism in America don't know what's going on.
For those who believe that racism is dead and gone and that 99.9% of any group is pure, they're just living in a different universe.
Two Atlanta cops have been fired immediately for allegedly using excessive force while arresting two college students at a protest last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Part today by our friends at Coast Materials. If you're looking for more stability and a change of scenery, Coast Materials has immediate openings right now. Ready mix truck drivers with current A or B CDL in Fargo or Grand Forks. Excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment. Relocation assistance is also available. CoastMaterials.com to find out more. CoastMaterials.com or call 701-367-1759. The author of What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, with us on What's on Your Mind, after a really difficult week in the city that he calls home. Mike, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Scott. I just actually got back to Minnesota last night. I've been running all over the U.S., but I'm back last night, and I had a lot of my employees out in the staying at my house and out in the staying in the suburbs. So everybody's pretty safe at MyPillow anyway.
Away from the mess. What do you make of this week? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a couple things. One is the way it was handled. Obviously, our leadership was just horrible. You know, from the mayor to the AG to the commissioner to the governor, and I can't say enough of the. You know, you bring in the National Guard, you don't bring everybody in. It's better to have too many than not enough. And there was just so many mistakes made. But one of the things, Scott, I look at the main problem, and, you know, everyone says, you know, saying racism. This wasn't a racism. You know, when we're talking about racism, this is a bad cop, and bad, maybe four bad cops. And I would think, well, this was a crime against humanity. And I think the one thing to solve this in the future is to hold cops accountable, where other cops can say, if they don't tell that another cop committed a felony or committed a crime, then they too would be charged with a crime. And you can't do the way things are in our country. Like in Minnesota, you can hold someone for 48 hours without charging them on probable cause. Well, when they, you know, the police are different, and that's what everybody's upset about. You know, they said, well, we charged him in 4 days. That's the earliest we've ever charged a cop of a crime ever. Well, what if he'd have just took a gun out and shot him? I mean, would you have still waited 4 days? You fired all four of these guys. And if you fired them, they committed a crime. They should have been went to their houses, brought them in for questioning and charged them. I mean, this is what's wrong. And I don't know how they fix that, but with police officers, and if I'm a police officer, I want that. I want a bad cop charged right away because I want the public to have confidence that they're on the same ground that everybody else is, where, you know, you're going to have bad people in all walks of life, and it's like, you know, they should have took this guy. What if he'd have went out and committed more murders? You know, what if he'd have went out and done something else? It doesn't make sense to me that just because they're police that they're not brought in right away and held with probable cause. We have cameras nowadays. We have head cams and everything else. You know, this is horse and buggy laws. You go back 30 years where it was he said, she said. Then I understand it would be you had to take the cop's word almost because you had no other evidence.
I want to play you a clip of the mayor of Moorhead and his, I guess, explanation of why this is such a challenge in this country and get your take about this. His name is Jonathan Judd. He is a black man and has been part of the, I would say the, you know, community action, community activist kind of community in Moorhead. Very reasonable, good fella. And here's what he said about the weekend.
I think we need to do better to nurture, because the conversations that came out of those, out of that crowd, were questions related to why do we not see more of us in these institutions? Why do we not see more police officers of color? Why do we not see more individuals in leadership within our community? It's very apparent that when individuals, because I grew up in this same manner, when you don't see yourself represented in the institutions that work for you, to care for you, to support you, you're going to have a feeling of distrust. It completely makes sense. I have lived that reality. The dilemma that I have is that now I am a part of the institution, and there may be folks that might not trust me because they think that I serve to protect the institution that they feel that they don't trust. So understand my dilemma here.
My question, Mike, is, you know, this seems like a crisis of the heart to me. I don't see things that way.
No, what he's saying there is I totally disagree, and everything he just said. I spent a lot of time right where these things are happening in the inner city, and there's probably more African-American cops than white cops, and there's Asian, there's all nationalities. This was a crime against humanity. This was a moral crime. This was a murder. This was three other cops standing by and doing nothing, watching a guy get killed. What if he'd have took his hands and just squeezed his, would have made a difference if he squeezed his neck until he died? He committed murder, and this isn't a race thing. This is, everybody can agree on that. This is one of the most horrific things ever seen on TV or on film. And, you know, and what it should have been and what it is. The people out there aren't, I would say most of the people, if you take away the rioters, which is a whole other story, if you take away the people that were out protesting, it was it was white, black, brown, everybody. And what are they protesting? They're protesting that I don't care what color. We had a murder in Minneapolis quite a while ago. It was a black cop and it was a white woman, a white lady. And it doesn't matter. You're going to have bad people in everything. It doesn't mean just because you're a cop that you don't commit crime. I mean, you got to hold them accountable. When you have someone that's above them, their sergeant, whoever it is, if there is a crime that's committed and the other cop, if it's found out later, if the cop's with them, he should be charged a felony too. You got to make this accountable so the police can hold other police accountable. If you don't do that, you have a runaway train, and people aren't going to understand why cops don't get charged for a month or two or they do internal investigations. This goes back to the horse and buggy days where you didn't have everybody with cell phones. You had proof. You got enough evidence. If you had just sit for 4 days and watch that tape and decide for 4 days that you're going to charge just one of them, that's what people are. This could have been stopped the first day. You go to their houses after you see the tape, and you arrest all four of them. You hold them for 48 hours while you do your accelerated investigation like they do with every other person in the United States that's not a cop. That's what it is. I totally disagree on the you know, having more, you could have an African American cop that's just as bad as a white cop.
I mean, this is where I get sideways, because, you know, I'm going to take the mayor at his word that he believes that a lot of people he talks to sees institution, don't see any of them there. Well, again, that then says they're looking at an institution as, you know, they're counting noses. How many white, how many black? I see human beings. I don't see, and if I look into an institution and I don't, you know, I trust anybody, that's a crisis of the heart. I just think we have a lot of stone cold hearts that need to be thawed in this and bring more.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, Scott. And this should have been a uniter in our country, not another divider. And I really believe when you see these protests, it's like I say, take out the people now that are just going absolutely insane, rioting and wrecking things. And for the people that I have friends downtown in Minneapolis that they've lost their businesses now, and for what? You know, they've tried to guard them and you know, that's a whole other story. But the whole thing could have been a uniting thing. We all agree that we can't have, I don't care who it is, committing crime, committing murder, committing, even if it's a beating, if it's unwarranted. The problem is our law enforcement is the way the rules are, is they go, it goes into an investigation. When the guy said, when they finally did get charged in 4 days, he said, we did this really fast. It was the fastest cop we ever charged in the state of Minnesota's history.
Yeah.
Well, there's something wrong with that. What if you have, it's different nowadays. You have people's cell phones. That's why they went to head cams, because it was always a he said, she said. Well, you know what? You're caught on tape there. You are so deranged that you killed a man right on tape and you knew the person was filming and another guy standing there. And you know what? That guy went home that night and, you know, when whoever's seen that, whoever his boss is, whoever the AG, you know, and they're looking at this tape and you don't send SWAT out to his house to pick him up or to pick these guys up, because what if they went out and killed someone else? So you just killed someone. You figure I got nothing to lose. He could have went out and killed a bunch of more people. I mean, this is really, if that's the change that needs to be made, and if it was announced, hey, we're going to change, because you know what? I don't even want to be a police officer if I have to worry about bad cops. I don't care what color they are. I want to be able to be a police officer. I'm on the side of the public, serving the public. But if I got a bad cop, that's the first one I'm going to go after, you know? That's it.
A lot of our listeners believe this is about an organized effort funded by, you know, radical groups, George Soros and others, started way back with Black Lives Matter, continues to be out there now, that is all about defeating Trump. How much of this, you know, a protest effort is
well, that's what it's manifested into. You got to look at even like the pandemic, Scott. The pandemic, when that came on, and now the, you know, there were groups using that, and state governors even using that, so you can get mail-in voting and stuff and delay it and try to beat Donald Trump. But with this, obviously, what is manifested to now is everyone, you have the perfect storm out there for this. You have people out there that can wear masks, not be caught on camera, commit crimes, you know, in every city, and they're getting paid. I 100% believe that you have Antifa, you have George Soros paid off. They're taking advantage. They're opportunists. They're going to take advantage of this. I don't know how this ends. You better call in the National Guard. If I'm a mayor of a city, I'm calling in the National Guard, or of a state. I'm getting every single I can on board, because we don't have a choice. It's got these people. They're wrecking good citizens, and the worst place, the inner cities, they're destroying them.
Mike Lindell is with us, folks. We're going to talk about the fact that they have been making masks. It's a great patriotic company, and have a heck of a deal to announce today on the program. We're going to tell you about that. We'll talk a little bit about the book, too, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. We're getting rave reviews from our audience about this book. If you haven't got it, get it. Get a $25 gift card free, too. More after this.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Plenty of options to choose from if you need a car, truck, SUV, every budget, and even if yours isn't paid off. If you have a trade that you might be able to get your monthly payments down, or just buy your car outright and get rid of those payments, take advantage, receive the lowest used car rates in years, or make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call, and they are now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Somebody earlier asked for the wording of the, they call it the autopsy. I'm not sure, I believe this is the autopsy, but the preliminary findings from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's report George Floyd revealed no physical findings that support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation. Okay, now I don't know what physical findings means or, you know, whatnot. Described the preliminary determinations for his cause of death, with police only receiving partial blame. The autopsy report leaves open the possibility Floyd was intoxicated at the time of the arrest. He had underlying health conditions, including coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease. The combined effects of Mr. Floyd being restrained by the police, his underlying health condition, and any potential intoxicants in his system likely contributed to his death. We all saw what we saw. That's obviously a different, take there that'll all come out in the courts, but somebody wanted to know that, now you do. Michael Lindell with us for a few more minutes. The book is called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Your story is such a powerful one. A lot of these people, that are involved in this mess, in this just ick, okay, day in and day out, could benefit from a story like yours to find a way out. You know, you talk about a spiritual revival. That's literally what it's going to take. When we've pushed God out of everything, and now have all this hatred as a result. Look at the abortions that happen every day in this country. Nobody protests about that. You know, right. I mean, the right. Kills more black children than everything. There's hundreds right. Every single day in this country died. How do we take a story like yours, Mike, that's in the book, and get it to people who choose to hate, to choose to protest, choose to riot?
Well, and you know what? You just called it there. What my story is the story of getting your heart restored, getting saved. And we are in the biggest revival in history. I've been saying this for the past year, and this is an opportunity. Is what's going to come out of this is the biggest revival in the history of the world. And you're going to have, you see all this out there that's manifested. These are all broken people that are broken inside. You from all spectrums, from, and where did that come from? That came from a godless society from when we did take God out of our schools and all this, a nation would turn its back on God and maybe a world, but I just think that this is going to showing people, it's going to expose so many things, Scott, so many things, but evil is getting exposed. I mean, if people can't see that, the evil out there, and I'm not talking about the guy, getting the cops killing the guy. I'm talking about the evil out there, just this excuse for crime that's out there now, the rioting and stuff. And I think people need hope, and they do need hope. And this is hopelessness manifested this ugly head. And coming, you've got a pandemic, you had all these things that happened where people need hope. And that's what my story is, the story of hope. God, when I went through this, when I went through everything, it's just a very magnified story of hope, where it's coming from the streets of Minneapolis, from a crack egg, right where this happened. I've seen all these stores that I used to go to, and to see where I've come to now, and to be an evangelist. That's basically what I consider this platform for, my pillow. I give all the glory to God, and that's what I think people need to see, hope, and that hope is Jesus, and they're gonna, and this is gonna. I think the book has got 3 million copies printed. When I started, when this pandemic started, I did a commercial on them, and we're getting it out there. And I opened up in prison. That's where I went to. My book signing, the only one I've done was in a prison. And,
unbelievable. Can't make it up. Hey, let's get Paul in Sioux County in quick for Mike Lindell. Go ahead, Paul. Your question or comment?
Yeah, I was. We hung up Trump sign on my fence Saturday afternoon about 8 o'clock, along with the American flag. And then yesterday, my wife and I went to Mobridge for a couple of hours, and when we come back, the sign was ripped right off a post where we had fastened to, and the flag is gone. And I called the BIA cops, and they come up right away. And
see, what is the deal with that? I mean, what that's hate too.
Well, here's what I want to say about that. This is the when you talk about politics now, the left. I didn't know anything about politics before I came out of addiction and stuff. And this is their tactic. The tactics are, let's destroy, let's try and put fear into you and the fear into people. But what's happening is, since 2016, when God gave us grace, November 8th, and Donald Trump was elected, people are coming out more and more and going, we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to, put that sign back up? Is he going to change it? Think it's going to, by you tearing it down, going to make us not back the greatest president ever this country's ever had?
not a chance.
That's what
right?
You got to do it. You know, not a chance. And so it's sad that, you know, you might have, you know, I guarantee you the person that tore that down of your whole community, Steve, they're a very small percentage because there's people that that
we'll find them.
Great president, and then there's people
let's find them, Paul. We'll be on the lookout. By the way, before we let Mike go, I got to tell you about this great deal right now. 210 thread count, double layered, awesome mask, MyPillow made. $59.99 for a 20-pack when you use the promo code Scott. Get one. Mike, thank you. God bless.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.